councillors warn over health body. South Oxfordshire District Council declared its support for an independent health body and called for a new approach to address social inequality. The council passed a motion during its annual meeting on May the 14th to defend the independence of Health Watch, an organisation that represents patient voices in health and social care. It also agreed to ask its cabinet to consider adopting the socio-economic duty in its decision-making process. Health Watch could be abolished under the government's proposed NHS 10-year health plan, which would transfer its functions to integrated care boards and local authorities. Councillors warned this move could weaken patient representation and reduce public influence over health services. Georgina Heritage, who proposed the motion, said, "Health Watch is a nationally recognised independent statutory body to represent patients. Removing it weakens the ability of ordinary people to influence decisions affecting their health and well-being, particularly those least able to advocate for themselves." The council agreed to write to the Secretary of State for Health and Social Care to outline its concerns and to support any national campaign aiming to protect Health Watch. It will also write to MPs and communicate its position to relevant partners and networks. In a related decision, councillors backed a motion by Councillor David Ruain to ask Cabinet to consider adopting the socio-economic duty in strategic decision-making. The council already considers the impact of its policies on people facing disadvantage, but this step will ensure even greater focus on fairness and opportunity. Councillor Wayne, who represents Didcot North East, said, "Socio-economic disadvantage can shape every aspect of a person's life, from their health and education to their employment opportunities. While Oxfordshire is ranked among the least deprived counties in the country, there are still communities across the district facing significant challenges that we must not ignore if we are serious about improving life chances for all residents." He said council decisions have the power either to reduce or to deepen inequality.